Hey, this is Amber, and we're here with Julie Gorman for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers podcast. Thank you, Julie, for being with us today.
Oh, I'm excited. Thanks so much for having me here, Amber.
You're welcome. We are so privileged to have an active encourager and a leadership coach. Those are some titles amongst your other titles in ministry. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in leadership, or how you felt God brought you to leadership.
Oh boy, you know, I think the serious word for most of us is that word leadership. And if you ask the majority of people if you're a leader, they would say no. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a leader. And yet, the way that John Maxwell, and I love John Maxwell, he describes it as leadership is influence. And so what I realized is we are influencers either by intentionality or we become influencers. And our decisions follow after us, and our inintentionality will also influence people. So we can influence people for the good, or we can influence them for the bad. And so I'm one of those self-growth junkies, I think, where I just can't get enough. And, you know, I think for us as Christians, the big thing is our role model, mm-hmm. Jesus, right? You know, we aspire to be like him. And so that by proxy makes us all leaders.
Yeah. How did you kind of make the step from, you know, here I have all these great ideas, to knowing that these messages need to get out there?
Yeah, God, from a very early age, had a call on my life. And I tell my husband all the time, I can't do anything unless I know God's spoken it, right? I have like this attention that I'll get distracted, or I'll go with the next best thing. And God really began to prompt my heart that the body of Christ needed encouragement. Mm-hmm. That there were a lot of hurting souls, and we all have really good intentions, and yet life happens. Mm-hmm. And so through a long season, God began to have me journal my own thoughts in a mm-hmm. form of a blog. Wow. And it was pretty crazy, Amber, because in one day, I think there were like 16 different countries that were reading this one blog.
Wow.
And I realized that God, in his infinite wisdom, here I am, I'm just having my own time with Jesus, putting it out there to encourage people, whoever would stumble across it. Mm-hmm. And God was doing something so much more amazing behind the scenes. And when I began to get letters in from people saying, wow, this saved my life, I thought, wow, God's Spirit's at work, and I just need to show up and be obedient. And that was the big part to, you know, I think for my learning journey, is that I wanted to accomplish great things, and God wanted to accomplish great things in me.
Yes.
And as I would just simply share my vulnerability, mm-hmm. people found themselves in the story, right? We know that as writers, we know that as speakers. But God was teaching that really profoundly to me through the responses I was getting from a simple offering.
Yeah.
And he took it, and he magnified it, and he did it so much greater than I ever could.
How, I know that, you know, that move to leadership came off your blog, and what are some of the professional development type things that you needed to kind of nail down along the way?
Oh my goodness, you know, writing, I think that's why God began to have me write every single day, because it's in the practice, and as I think the best advisors would say, it's not just practice, it's perfect practice.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I would cultivate the craft. I was like, how could I say this more concise? How could I say this more pointedly? How could I say this more vulnerably?
Mm-hmm.
And going to writers' conferences and learning from experts, Dan Penwell, who was with AMG Press, gave me a really powerful tool called the Patterns of Wordiness. And to this day, now fast forward like 10 years, 15 years later, I use that singular sheet that he handed me to modify all of my writing and tighten that writing. And, in addition to that, too, you know, who we hang out with really does equal who we become.
Yes.
And so I began to hang out with some really talented people, people who were a lot further along in the craft than I was, and I learned some amazing things from them.
You know, you have such a not only great writing, but you're so comfortable on camera and speaking. How did you kind of develop that fullness in your presence?
You're very, very kind. Thank you. You know, I think that God has brought me into a season of great humility. Mm-hmm. We went through what I would call the dark seasons of the soul, where God stripped absolutely everything from us, Amber, that we could tie our identity to, except for Him. Mm-hmm. And through that, there were a lot of life lessons, you know, to embrace the process, to be His love extended, mm-hmm. That success, you know, there's a lot of definitions for success, but through a really specific experience, God taught me that success is simply obedience. Wow. And through that, what I would call the stripping years, and through the Holy Spirit's refinement, I hope to always have the position of live into the audience of one, you know, just to mm-hmm. truly honor Him. And the Holy Spirit is so good about bringing forward what needs to be spoken in a way that it needs to be spoken. Mm-hmm. And my heart passion is just simply love people. I know that I need that love. I know that I need that encouragement. So yeah. My heart is just to give that back. And people don't care. That there are times I'll do my videos without makeup on just to show that I'm human.
Yes.
And real, you know, because that's what people really want. And that's what I want. That's what I need. And so I try to approach life with that thought in mind. It's not trying to impress anybody. Mm-hmm. It's simply trying to use the gifts that God put in me. And some people love those gifts. And other people think, ooh, she just smiles too big. Her head looks like she's going to eat me off the screen. You know? I don't know. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's God has an audience for each one of us.
Exactly.
And where I live the best, where I live the most free and live loving life is if I just simply hear, well done from my Heavenly Father.
That's awesome. Now, you, Julie, you and your husband, Greg, you have transitioned kind of to, you just finished up a book project together, and you're kind of transitioning into this ministry of marriage partnership. How is that to, you know, because you were kind of on your own, kind of starting all this, and now morphing to this is a partnership, a ministry together. This is what Greg and Julie, this is what we're doing. How has that transition kind of affected your approach to leadership?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, we are firm believers, and actually the book is called Two Are Better Than One, with a subtitle, God Has a Purpose for Your Marriage. Mm-hmm. And there is so much strength in the power of two. I have to tell you, the process at times has been painful because merging two different voices, mm-hmm. And I'm much more of the encouraging voice, an influencer. Greg is very strong and vibrant, and so there were temptations to try to match his personality with this vibrant, you know, funny, outgoing.
Yes.
We have really learned our own voice and realized mm-hmm. the blend of it. And honestly, going back, you know, rewinding our life, God has always had us in business together, mm-hmm. in ministry together. When God called me out of corporate America, actually to do the work of an evangelist again, mm-hmm. one of the promises that He whispered in my time of quiet, you know, those one-liners that zing through your head. Mm-hmm. I wish God spoke audibly. It'd be a lot easier.
Yes.
But He speaks so concisely that I've learned to hear His voice. And mm-hmm. what He promised me is, He said, the thing that you think disqualifies you will be the very platform from which you stand. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I always thought kept me from the ministry, or that I would never be used by God, was the fact that after 7 years of being married, I went through a divorce. It actually ended up being annulled mm-hmm. After that length of time. But all of that, there was just these disqualifiers of the things I didn't think would allow me to ever be a voice for God. Wow. And so way back then, you know, again, rewinding like 12 to 15 years, God was calling me out of corporate America and telling me that those would be, that would be the platform from which I stood, that place of brokenness, that place in marriage that I didn't think would ever be used. Now God is using it with my husband. And can I just tell you, he's a lot more intelligent. He knows all the quotes from Zig Ziglar, John Maxwell, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And I just come along with the heart of Jesus and try to love on people. So the blood, the blood has actually been kind of fun because we have a lot of scripture. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of practical how-tos. And Greg is a stickler for making sure that whatever we do is of excellence and of high quality and really does add value to people. So I appreciate his gifts.
That's awesome. Now, Julie, how do you deal with, dare I say it, professional power struggles with your spouse?
That's a great question. Somebody should write a book about that. You should write a book about that. professional struggles. You know, because Greg and I have always worked together, we learned the delicate balance between being boss, employee, or that kind of, you know, partnership. We actually used to do this thing when we were in the life and health insurance business where I was a unit manager for him. He was a branch manager, so he was actually my superior. And yet, you know, we were joint in all of it.
Yeah.
But there was a headship. And so I think kind of just like the family, I realized he is the head of this. And so I naturally would submit to that. That's the way that it works for us and our family and how I believe it should work. In saying that, there were times where I had to do pushback. Mm-hmm. And there were times that as a boss, he had been a real jerk. And so we learned this fun way of communicating together. I would say, okay, I want to speak to you today as your, you know, employee. And so I would talk about different things that needed to be done. And then I'd say, okay, now my employee hat is coming off and I'm using the wife hat, you know. And we would literally, like physically, I'd like pretend like I was putting a hat on and let that moment to say, okay, I'm speaking to you as your wife. And I literally at one time said, my boss was a real jerk to me today. Here's what he said. And so, of course, as a husband, had a real boss, right, other than my husband, said that to me. Greg could see where, I kind of spoke a little harsh in the heat of the moment. Or, you know, and so we just learned that delicate balance of juggling the professional from the personal. And one of the things I love about Greg is that he's really helped me to be who I am in public is who I am in private. We don't wear masks.
Yeah.
And so because of that honest, candid, authentic communication, we've been able to navigate. And I think that any husband or wife who are working together, I think it's really important to learn that blend to rally to one another's strengths and to appreciate one another's differences instead of trying to compete or compare.
Yes. What a great word. And it's amazing to see you guys work together so well and to be able to do this book project and not only the book, but to expand it out into a ministry together that we know that is going to bless a lot of marriages. We want everybody to check out Julie's article in the January issue of Leading Hearts magazine, The Jesus Influence, 5 Essentials to Leading by His Example, and check out her website and her and Greg, GormanLeadership.com. And you guys have so many great things today. Why don't you just leave us with a final word of encouragement, Julie?
Well, first of all, I firmly believe that God has created each one of us on purpose for a purpose. And the emphasis, the heart of who both Greg and I are is our passion is to help couples live purpose-focused, not problem-focused. And as individuals, the same thing applies. Man, if we can get our mind wrapped around God's purpose for our life, it's not that problems don't come our way, but we're not living into our problems. We're living into our purpose. And so I just want to encourage everyone who's listened to this podcast, man, you are amazing. And God has designed you distinctly for a purpose on purpose. He has great things in store. So take time to intentionally seek Him today. Let Him speak your value and your worth. And don't get lost in the multitudes of what other people are thinking. You'll never, ever please everybody.
That's such a good word, Julie. Thank you so much for being with us today. Again, check out Julie and Greg at GormanLeadership.com. And in this issue of Leading Hearts, you'll find it at LeadingHearts.com. And until next time, this is Amber.